welcome to this segment. We're thrilled to have with us three people associated with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. I mentioned Alicia earlier. Dinesia is also here. And also with us is Melissa. Now, this is a different kind of program than one we've typically talked about. And I'm going to turn to Melissa Seaman from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh to help you explain. This is part of the Be a Mentor program, I believe, and Big Brothers, Big Sisters is helping to coordinate that.
Absolutely. So the Be a Middle School Mentor program is a United Way initiative. So they are our parent agency to be able to coordinate the Be a Middle School Mentor program. There are four partnering agencies that actually do the service provision, and Big Brothers Big Sisters is one of them. So we service seven Pittsburgh public middle schools through this program.
And how did this program get started? It's a little different than the typical big little relationship. Do you recall some of the origins? And I can turn to Alicia too for that.
We'll tag team it, right, Melissa?
Yeah.
I think it was around like 2009, 2010 when actually then Superintendent Mark Roosevelt, they were sort of looking at the performance of Pittsburgh public school students and thinking, well, could caring adults help influence, positively impact students' lives? And they were thinking more in the beginning, 11th and 12th grade, and it was actually Superintendent Roosevelt that said, if you'd like to really make an impact, start in middle school. And that's how Be a Middle School Mentor was born. So literally, this past June, the first group of middle school mentees graduated. They were 12th graders, now rising freshmen or have entered the workforce, the military, and, you know, 400 plus individuals, the great partner agencies like Big Brothers, Big Sisters, helped put on this initiative across the city schools.
And let's make sure that we bring Dinesia into the equation here. Hello, Dinesia.
Hi.
There, you sound great. And tell me a little bit about yourself, how old you are, where you go to school.
I'm 14 years old. I go to Arsenal Middle School. And I like to play volleyball, basketball, and I actually like communications class.
Ooh. Well, that means you should maybe be spending some time here. I'm quite serious because we have lots of programs. We work with quite a few middle school students and high school students. I'm not surprised you like volleyball and basketball because you're pretty tall. How tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
Yeah, at your age, that's you've got to be great at reaching and spiking, I would think. Are you?
Yeah.
Serving? Yeah, I imagine so. Who else, who's in your family? Or if there's anybody you'd like to say hello to that might be listening?
My mom, my sister. That's pretty much it.
What's your sister's name?
Sadea.
Hi, Sadea. Is she younger or older than you?
She's older.
Well, it's nice to have her say hello. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older? It's a little early, but
I want to be like in the big leagues with basketball or volleyball, whatever, which ones work out better.
You know, a friend of mine's wife coaches volleyball at Carnegie Mellon, and I never knew that there are volleyball scholarships that are out there and how big women's volleyball, well, I never knew how big men's volleyball is. So that's a great aspiration. And do you think WNBA too, maybe?
Or yeah.
That's terrific. So what's this program like in terms of the time you spend with Alicia? Does she come in to work with you every so often? Or what's it like from your perspective?
I like it because it's like someone I could talk to if I can't talk to somebody at home. And like when we go out, it's fun. It's like time for me to be outside and do more stuff I never did before and just getting a bond stronger than it already was when I first met her.
What are some of the things that you've done together?
We went to Dave and Buster's. IHOP, Burgatory, the movies, Outta Wild Park. Just went a lot of places. Still going more places.
So I was going from a little bit of a misperception on my part that mentoring is always going to be academic support or tutoring. This sounds more like life mentoring, like just talking about what goes on sort of woman to woman. And is that a pretty accurate description?
That's a really accurate description. And we do things during the school day, during the school year. So after, across Denasia's lunch period on Tuesdays, I'm allowed to come into school and hang out with her. But that's really what the whole crux of the program is, not necessarily a focus on academics or, a key subject matter. It's about being there for someone and being friends and, helping someone be their best, helping each other be their best, because Denasia helps me be my best too.
I was just going to ask you about that. Can you think of some ways? How long have you two been together first?
You want to say?
It will be, well, after this year, it will be 3 years we've been together.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you met in what grade?
Sixth grade.
In sixth grade. Wow. What an incredible relationship, and you'll probably keep in touch the rest of your lives, I think. What was it like at first? Were you eager to have a mentor? Or
I actually was, because my other friends, they had mentors and stuff, and I wanted to try it out and see if I could like build a relationship with somebody that I really don't know and start from scratch and not have nobody like tell me about her. So I just wanted to do it and see if I would go through with it. And yeah.
I'm curious if it's not too hard a question to answer, what made you interested in starting a relationship from scratch, like of trying to answer that challenge, so to speak?
I was actually, because to build people's skills, you got to learn to talk to people or talk to people you don't know from, like, don't know them at all. So when I started, I just wanted to see if I could like build the relationship with her and not push her away or anything. So I did that. And it was working.
Yeah, that's remarkable. There are a lot of adults that have trouble doing that. I'm sure you've heard that before, and it's not an easy thing to do. Clearly it worked. What was it like for you as you thought about it?
Well, whenever it's really a privilege and an honor to be paired and to be accepted by a young person like Denasia, and for her mom to allow that relationship to take place, because, they don't know me well. Big Brothers Big Sisters does a great job of vetting and making sure, yes, this is safe and it will be positive. And for me, it was also, you're nervous in the beginning. Just because you're adult doesn't mean that, you know everything. You never do. And that's one of the things that Denasia and I often talk about. So I was nervous and I was hoping, I'm like, I know we're going to be able to find something in common because, like, we're both fun people. And so that didn't take too long. But, it was just it's invigorating too, to be able to meet great young people like Denasia. And again, like I said, it's a privilege to be a part of their lives and the great things that they're doing. So that's the way I feel.
Now, you mentioned earlier, Alicia, that you've learned things along the way, or your life has changed a little bit along the way. I'm not at all surprised in that. Can you verbalize any of that, or can you think of examples? Because you have two children, or
I have one. Yep. Oh,
okay. Because I remember, how old is
she'll be 3 in November.
Wow.
Yes, she's run around the downstairs here at the studio.
Yeah, time really flies. I remember before she was born. I remember when you were pregnant with her. And what's her name again?
Marley.
So it's different. You're getting some previews of what it's going to be like to have an older girl, for
yes.
One.
Thank you, Denasia.
but there's some other things I'm sure you're catching.
Absolutely. I think, things that you you learn that a lot of things have changed from the time that perhaps I was a middle schooler. And, you know, when I was in middle school and high school, the state of the world, the things that you have at your fingertips that are now like technology, like, you know, the advent of the internet and Google, or texting and, you know, those sorts of things, and sort of managing how are you a young person in this day and age where there's a lot of technology and always being in tune, being able to tune out in very positive and productive ways. I think that's the time that we get to spend together through mentoring is a lot of that. I think things that have remained the same, it doesn't matter, you know, the year, your skin color, all of these things. Middle school can be tough.
Oh, middle school. I mean, that was my absolutely most horrific experience I can remember. For most adults, it was 7th through 9th grade rather than 6th through 8th. But that's a time when I was just talking to a friend of mine that's a middle school principal this week. You could have a row of, you know, 20 6th grade boys. Some of them look like they're 25 years old. Some of them look like they're about 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And everybody's at a different physical or emotional maturity.
Absolutely.
Has technology, and I mean things like social media, cell phones, and are those posing certain challenges, do you think, Dinesha? Because I mean, there's some great things, right? But also some not so great things that that technology brings to bear.
There's more like social media and stuff. It sometimes puts, like, I don't know how to say it. It sometimes like puts up a wall for some people because they're so busy into it that they're not into their schoolwork and they're failing because of their social media. So it's just like it gives a lot of people challenges. It don't give me challenges. Because every time something get hard, I just think about if I want to, like, what I want to be and that I just want to play sports. So it's like, it don't put up a wall for me because I know things, like, what's right and what's wrong. So I just don't look past that. I just focus on school. It may not look like I'm focusing on school, but it's really, I focus on school and sports. That's all I really care about for right now.
Are you promise ready?
Yeah.
Good for you. If you're not aware of it, the Pittsburgh Promise provides scholarship money for students that attend Pittsburgh public schools whose grades are maintained at an appropriate level. Tell me your grade again this year.
8th grade.
Okay, so do you know where you might like to go next year?
I want to go to Brashear next year.
Ah, the Bulldogs. am I right? Yes. Is that for sure? Yes, yes, the Bulldogs. I should have said that with much more confidence than I did. We do some work at for sure too. So let me ask Melissa, are you in need of more mentors?
Absolutely. We're always looking for more mentors. It's never an issue of whether the school can provide students who need the additional support and care from, you know, an adult role model. So we are actively seeking volunteers at all of our schools. So we serve Lawrenceville, the North Side, and a few schools in the South Hills, and then in the West End.
And I'm sure from the United Way's perspective, Or are the volunteers all coming through Big Brothers Big Sisters?
They're coming in a multitude of ways.
It is. It's a really great partnership. We go to events together to recruit, and we do a lot of independent recruiting to be able to support one another and make sure that, you know, across the city, we're making sure that our kids are getting served.
How much time do you need when you do this?
It is about an hour a week. The program at Arsenal is only 45 minutes. Some of the programs are a little bit longer, but it is from October to May, and so it is not a big commitment.
I would look forward to that every week, too. Excuse me for clearing my throat. I've had a bit of a frog in my throat this morning. Is there anything else you'd like to say about you two and your relationship and what it's meant?
I just hope we carry a relationship until I graduate and even till I'm grown and start like a little family or something. I just hope I know her for a long time.
Your mom must be an amazing woman.
She is.
Because you are one amazing person.
Thank you.
If you can hear, by the way, and it's fine, Scott, there's some photographs being taken. It's fine, don't worry about it. But I know that mic's picking up a camera. I just want, it's not, oh, it's okay, don't worry. It's not in your radio. I just want you to know. Pictures are okay. I have some lovely gifts for you, if I can find them. One is a radio patch.
Thank you.
I don't know if Alicia's ever got a radio patch before. Shoot, Melissa, you can have one.
Oh, thank you.
And the other is a pass to the Children's Museum, which I know you're getting kind of old for the Children's Museum, but the Make Shop is a pretty cool place to spend time. You can use that any time you want to.
Thank you.
I think you're very welcome. I think it expires at the end of the year, but if you don't use it by then, let us know, and we'll get you a new one. Now, bbspgh.org is the website, and you want to look at the Be a Mentor program, right?
So if
or
you
be
go,
a sixth grade mentor.
It's Be Middle School Mentor. Used to be a sixth grade mentor, but we understood the need to be able to continue with your student through eighth grade and to promotion onto high school. But yes, if you visit the website or you visit bemiddleschoolmentor.org, then you can volunteer through there. On Big Brothers Big Sisters website, if you go to the volunteer tab, there are three different type of opportunities to volunteer through. So our site-based, which Denasia and Alicia are involved in and includes the Be a Middle School Mentor, our Mentor 2.0 program, which serves high schoolers at Brashear High School, and then our community-based program.
We're really fortunate to live in a region where caring adults are reliable and dependable to help provide kids with another resource, and also to be in a region where we value kids the way we do. You mentioned communications. We would love to get you involved. Do you like to write?
Yeah.
I thought you might. You know, we have our Youth Express radio station that features original writing and music. I don't think we have anybody from Arsenal, but we have a lot of students from Brashear that we've featured before, so we can make some arrangements to do that. Thanks to all three of you for being here today.